Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Good morning and happy Saturday. A big welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly show dedicated to helping you deal with the financial complexities of life. This is Lisa Waterman. I'm your host, and I'm here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. to give you guidance on various financial topics. And in particular, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about change. And I like to kind of sing, so I say change, change, change. And the fact is, you guys, it's life. So I want you to remember this. We do create podcasts from every one of these radio broadcasts, and they're subsequently available to you via any of your preferred streaming services. Now, just head to watermanfinancial.com and search for the segment where we've got those podcasts posted. I'm going to tell you that's the easiest way. You can also go to your streaming device and search for Financially Speaking with Lisa and find them there as well. Now, over the last 4 weeks or so, we've been dealing with this change and all the different things that come from the major happenings in our life, like marriage, the happy side, divorce, the bad side, changing jobs, and so on. Now, as your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa, my job is to help you consider the financial ramifications of those types of changes. And in fact, if you or a friend is planning to get married or thinking of divorce, you'd be well advised to catch those podcasts. Now, further, if you've recently lost your job or you're thinking about changing jobs, better be considering all the financial ramifications. Again, check out those podcasts and head over to watermanfinancial.com. And I promise I won't bite, but you may find some really good information there. You are listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, and it is now time to talk about a change that is certainly one of the most significant happenings in life and certainly one of the most devastating, and that's the losing of your spouse or life partner. Now, there is surely little that can be more painful or financially impactful than losing your spouse. As I mentioned in an earlier show, as a financial advisor, I certainly talk through the emotional side of some of the things because a lot of my clients I become pretty close to as friends too. But in this show, we're going to deal with the financial side of things and dealing with losing someone close to you and who has passed away. Now, I'm going to use the term spouse, or maybe I slip in life partner there, but this guidance is going to be helpful to you if anybody in your life has recently passed away. So let's kind of talk about this whole loss of spouse. I was kind of amazed by this because when we think of widowhood, we tend to think of an older person, but fully one third of all widowhood appears to happen to women less than age 65. And that's according to some statistics from the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement, known as WISER. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to women's financial education and advocacy. You know, I said I was kind of surprised, but in fact, that happened to my mom. She was actually widowed at age 46 when my dad died of cancer just before his 51st birthday. What that really says is that no matter your age, it can happen to you. And there are certain steps that we want to take or need to take to ensure that we might be a little bit better prepared if something happens. Because to say my mom's life was changed is about the most significant understatement I could possibly relay. So in Financially Speaking with Lisa today, we're going to talk about some of those things. And remember, when I say widowhood, it doesn't make any difference if you're female or male. It's so life-changing from every single aspect. And getting your financial house in order is going to be so important. So one of the strongest pieces of advice I'll start with is to say, if you are newly widowed, take things slow. I just mentioned, loss of your spouse is so significant that you're just really not probably thinking clearly. And it is not the time to make huge decisions like selling your house or your things. Hold on just for a few months. There's no urgency to get everything done. Instead, just take a deep breath and know that your family and friends are going to help you through these tough and dark days. The financial stuff is absolutely going to have to get addressed, but just take it slow. Fast decisions made now are usually not required, So don't get pressured by anybody to do anything that could have long-term ramifications on your financial life. Now, your grief is going to be a defining focus, but eventually, you're obviously going to need to address some of the financial dealings, particularly those things associated with income or assets that are due to you. So let's talk about a few of those things. Now, I'll do a big, quick blanket statement. If you have a trust, in all likelihood, the very first person you need to call is the attorney who wrote the document for you. So remember, if you have a trust, call your attorney. If you are now the trustee of the trust, you're in full control of those assets. But knowing what to do and how to handle them becomes pretty paramount. And seek out the advisors to help you through this important step. So now it's the funeral has happened, the burial or the cremation is done. Now one of the first things that you're going to need to do, and this is something you don't often think about, but you need to get a copy of the death certificate. And if you have extensive financial assets, you're probably going to need 5 to 10 copies of the death certificate, because a lot of financial institutions and organizations will require an original copy. Now be aware, they do charge you, and it's not very cheap. So don't get more than you need, but if you've got some decent financial assets, at least start with 5, because you're going to find that you're probably going to need them. You are listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, and I can be reached at 260-436-6588, and I regularly help widows and widowers deal with their changing life situation. So please let me help you. Again, 260-436-6588, or write me via email by visiting my website at watermanfinancial.com. So I've just mentioned, if you've got a trust, get to your attorney. But one of the other first things you need to do is to seek out the payment of life insurance proceeds on your spouse or loved one. If you can find your insurance policy or any statements, call the phone number shown there to file a claim. And if you're working regularly with a financial advisor, start with them first. They'll know how to initiate the process. Don't get bogged down in thinking, my goodness, I don't even know where to start. If you have a financial advisor, call them and tell them what's happened, and they can get things rolling and help you a lot. You can also, if you're thinking, we did have a life insurance policy, but I don't know the policy number, look on the internet for the insurance company's phone number and get on the phone and just tell them the situation. They will tell you if there's an insurance policy. Now, something that's pretty darn important is, and you may not have expected this, but if you have a life insurance policy, there are also differing payout options that are there and available to you. I'd suggest you call somebody like your financial advisor or like me, 260-436-6588, to figure out which one of these options is going to make the most sense for your situation. Getting life insurance is certainly the right place to start, but then we've got to talk about Social Security and getting benefits. We have to go to a quick break. These breaks always come so soon. This is Lisa Waterman. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, and we have a lot to talk about today, so please come back right after this short commercial break as we continue to address change in our lives and the loss of a spouse. We'll be right back.
Change, change, change.
Listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in ASEAN. Sign up for Colliers Home Savers Club and savings on your annual tune-ups for your AC and furnace. Save on service calls, even save on emergency calls as a member of Colliers Comfort Home Savers Club. You'll even get valuable money-saving offers sent directly to your email. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to our show. This is Lisa Waterman, and you're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. Every Saturday, I'm right here talking to you about financial complexities of life and trying to make them a little bit easier to understand and helping you be a little bit better informed. In our series, this is a 4-week, possibly going to spread into 5-week series of change, change, change. We're talking about the various aspects of changing life situations, like getting married, divorce, changing jobs. And today, the sad fact that happens to all of us or most of us at some time in our life to becoming widowed or losing someone really close to you to death. So before the break, I mentioned about getting multiple copies of the death certificate, as it's going to be very beneficial as you begin pursuing getting those financial assets in line, including the claim of life insurance. So the next step, and this is a huge one, is to contact the Social Security Administration and begin figuring out what your correct and appropriate benefit payments are going to be. This is such a huge area of discussion. This could be multiple shows. So I'm going to try to give you some information, but remember, seek out the guidance of a certified financial planner, because we know about Social Security, and get the right information. So let's talk about this quick. Remember that each person who receives a Social Security benefit, it's based on your own earnings record or that of your spouse. There's plenty of different areas here depending upon things like your age, if your spouse was already receiving benefits, if you have children, if you work. The variables here are all very important in the calculation and ultimate receipt of Social Security benefits. So I'm going to just quickly say, if you were both receiving Social Security benefits, that would be you're at least both over the age of 62. If your deceased spouse's Social Security benefit was an amount greater than yours, we talk about your stepping into that benefit. And then basically you'll be receiving that larger monthly benefit. However, very important caveat, in order to receive the larger benefit that your spouse was previously receiving, you will give up your own benefit. Remember, you only get one Social Security benefit per person. Remember, you're listening to Lisa Waterman here on WoWo, News Talk 1190 WoWo. This is a weekly broadcast, and I'm dealing with these kind of issues every day as the CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, based right here in Fort Wayne. Speaking of Social Security, this is sometimes something that's kind of misunderstood about being widowed. As I just mentioned, you can only receive one benefit, but that doesn't mean that might be the only check coming into your household. Because if you have children, there is a benefit associated with that, depending upon the age of your children. So as I talk about that, it becomes important to acknowledge, as I talked about stepping into benefits, there's a lot of planning around that. So again, thinking about things before they happen is going to be your best friend in financial matters. So if you do have children under the age of 18, the sooner you get to the Social Security office with the death certificate of your deceased spouse, the better, because the government is ready to help the widowed. Call or visit the Social Security office. You can go to ssa.gov. That will give you a good starting point. There's a widow's benefits, quite small. But depending upon your age, your own earnings record, there's a lot of different benefits that you may be entitled to. And I'll tell you, best to deal with the Social Security Administration directly. As I just mentioned, yeah, I know a lot about financial matters associated with Social Security, but you know who's going to issue those checks? The Social Security Administration. So go to the source and at least have good information ready to go when you arrive. Be a little bit informed about it. So let's move on. Now that you are alone and needing to think about as a single person, one of the biggest things now, your primary job is going to be to figure out this new financial status that you have. You're going to have to figure out your expenses and your income. Now, income, as I just mentioned, Social Security is certainly a really big part of that potentially, and one of the biggest parts if you have small young children. So figuring out what you're going to receive from your deceased spouse's pension and other income sources like variable annuities, insurance contracts, IRAs, all of those are extremely important as you begin to navigate your new financial life. Now, as an aside, although right on point, is make sure that your bills are paid throughout this time. If you kind of put everything on hold for 6 months, it's fine, but you still got to pay your bills. With some life insurance proceeds, hopefully, getting paid to you, that's one of the first things I want you to do. Hopefully you can keep everything up to date. And remember too, that if your spouse was working at the time of their passing, you're most likely going to be able to make some decisions or need to make them about your own health insurance and life insurance to now protect yourself and your family. And a great starting point right there is to call the company's human resource department or a financial officer of the company to determine what benefits can continue and what cost. I mentioned earlier about podcasts. go through and look at the podcast of Financially Speaking with Lisa. We've talked about COBRA, health insurance, and life insurance programs. In fact, as we go through this, I want you to consider your primary job now is to locate and determine all of your financial assets and accounts. It's a big job. Where are all of these accounts? What do you actually have? Remember, you're looking for bank accounts, savings accounts, stock certificates, brokerage accounts, retirement plans. And if your spouse has long since been retired or you don't know where to start, grab your tax returns over the last couple years, and you're probably going to see those because different things have affected your taxes. Also, a great way to start, call your CPA, your certified professional accountant, or your financial advisor. I want you to know this too. You need to start with probably that initial advisory team that has been a part of your life. But it also is extremely common. I originally was going to say fairly common. It's extremely common for a lot of widows who originally start with who their spouse had previously chosen, but to change to a financial advisor they feel better understand them. I'll urge you not to be hasty in any decisions about your financial matters, but I would love to help you if you need the assistance. This is your host, Lisa Waterman of Financially Speaking with Lisa. I can be reached at 260-436-6588. You can find me on the web at watermanfinancial.com. And I'm going to also give you a quick note here. This applies to everybody. Use one of those password locker services, because one of the things that happens after somebody's gone is your spouse doesn't know the financial passwords to get into the online accounts, number one. Number two, I'm on Facebook also. You can find me there. But one of my saddest moments is when I've lost a friend and their family can't shut down their Facebook account. So do that and do that now. Make sure somebody knows those other passwords. But time for another commercial break. Again, today, talking about change, and particularly the change associated with the death of a spouse or life partner. But when we return, we're going to focus on your new life and the new skills you may need.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobble Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian, with special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace, priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Well, thanks for joining us today. This is Lisa Waterman. I'm CEO of Waterman Financial Services based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And you're listening to my show, Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is a weekly broadcast specifically designed to help you with your financial life. And in our show today, as well as the last 4 weeks, we've been focusing on change, and specifically the changes, unfortunately, associated with losing a spouse or a life partner. So early in the show today, we've talked about filing for life insurance, the effect of Social Security on your benefits, and perhaps even receiving new benefits you didn't even know you were entitled to. Choosing health and life insurance, gathering your financial assets together, and determining your income and expenses. This is going to be really important because now it's going to be up to you to figure this out. And I've talked to you also, and I'm going to say it again, talk about taking things slow. Nothing has to be done for the first couple months, although getting some life insurance money pouring into the checking account is a good thing. Getting life insurance proceeds is a good thing. So, now I think you start struggling with, what do I do next? I can help, and I'll tell you, sometimes it can seem simply overwhelming to make the right decision. So finding someone you trust is extremely important. I've been mentioning my phone number plenty of times, and I just want you to know how to reach me, 260-436-6588. Waterman Financial Services is a full-service investment advisory and financial planning practice. I'd love to help you. Now, a really big deal is this concept I've just mentioned of not moving too fast. I'm just going to tell you, leaving accounts where they are is going to be fine. Emotionally making tough decisions right now, just put it off until you have a clearer mind to handle them. And I'm going to tell you, just avoid anybody who's pressuring you to make any big decisions within the first year of your spouse's death, because things are simply too difficult to face early on. I've lost people close to me. I hope I don't have to never lose a spouse, but it's going to happen. One of us will lose the other, or we die together. That's my outcomes, right? So just realize, when you're ready, start beginning to get your financial house in order by gathering those assets together and working with somebody to help you get a clearer picture of what your new life alone is going to look like financially. I've seen widows and widowers feel like immediately, you know, they've got life insurance proceeds, they got to give gifts to people. And unfortunately, sometimes people will be coming to you and saying, hey, I know you just got that, and he always said that if you had money, you'd give me some. And that sounds really bad, but it happens all the time. And you may think, I'm going to do it because I know my husband wanted me to do that. I'm going to tell you, don't do it. Just retain your cash right now until you know how much you're going to need to get through the coming years of your life. It's really easy to think that little gifts don't add up, but they do. A good piece of advice also is, don't put all of your life insurance proceeds into one of those checking accounts, because what will happen is, little by little, you'll be tapping into it and it will whittle away. And probably that life insurance was supposed to help you through quite a few years, not the first year. And a big deal is not having a plan. That's what ends up happening. That little by little, the life insurance is gone, and now you're stuck in a situation you weren't expecting. Another thing, you may think, I'm going to pay off all my debts. Again, those are quick decisions. Caution is key here. Get a complete handle on how much you owe, how much you have, and how much you're going to need to lead to your long-term success. Remember that if you are joint on any of those debts, it's your debt anyway. The debt that is solely in the name of your spouse may have a different outcome. So again, get with a planner who knows how to help you. I'm a planner. I'm a certified financial planner, and I can help. My number's 260-436-6588. And this is Lisa Waterman, host of Financially Speaking with Lisa. Now, what I want you to do in this coming year regarding your investments is to assess where they are and determine what role they should have in your future. Now, a lot of you may not want to become an investment expert, but I'm really glad you're listening to this show, because I want you to become at least a little bit knowledgeable for your own good. I'm going to tell you, and this is the same all over, I don't want you to be so hard on yourself about your lack of knowledge. I've worked with a lot of couples over the years, and it's really typical that one half of the marital partnership is the one who handles the money, and the other person has trusted them to do it. Now, when death occurs to that financial one, the other person has to step into a place that they really aren't very comfortable with. If that's you, again, I want you to try to learn a little bit so that you can better prepare for your future. I'm going to tell you, that's one of my strongest areas, is helping people figure out what financial products they have and why, and what role it should play in your future. Listen to some of these radio podcasts. It's pretty easy. If you have a computer, just go to watermanfinancial.com and search for those podcasts. And literally you click on the show and the voice will start. You'll hear my voice, but it will start helping you to begin thinking of some things that you're going to need to know. Now, here's another thing. The way your spouse did things is not the way you have to do them. I've had widows come in, and this is no joke. I've had widows come in with stock portfolios that were created by their husbands, whole separate accounting system. They got the cost basis. They track the market values every day. And the wife goes, I can't do this. I don't understand it. How am I even supposed to survive? He did this, and he would want me to do it. No. He didn't. What he was trying to do is to get you set up for this time in your life. You don't have to do everything the way your partner did. Now your life is different. And again, even if you start freaking out and thinking, I got these stocks I got to worry about, you know what? The stock market's going to go up. The stock market's going to go down. And most likely, everything will be just fine, even if you don't monitor it every day or every week. The big deal is, get yourself situated with the assets and debts, income and expenses that you have. And then in this coming year, when you're ready, now you start to strategize about making changes in those investments or partnering up with somebody that you can trust and work with. Seek out your own advisors. And I would love to be that person. Lisa Waterman, host here of Financially Speaking with Lisa, broadcasting from beautiful Fort Wayne, Indiana. So last thing here I'm going to get to is getting advice from friends and family. Certainly, they're doing it usually out of love, but you're not required to listen to them. What works for you and your situation can be entirely different than what works for someone else. Creating your own financial plan and strategy should be your goal within this first year. Remember this, selling your house in the first 3-6 months, first month, two of your spouse's passing, that is not a goal. You've got to figure out what's going to work for you. And where somebody else said they sold their house and it was fine, you'll hear more people saying, I made decisions too fast. Again, take things slow because you're going to have plenty of time to deal with these issues. And the right decision for you is going to be based on your individual circumstances. Obviously, in a show like this, a short 30 minutes, I can't even begin to cover all the things that are needed. So please, if you're needing advice or guidance, call me at 260-436-6588, and you'll reach the offices of Waterman Financial Services. As you know, I always say this because I believe it. Exercise your mind and exercise your body because they're both gifts you give yourself, my friends. Be on the lookout for new shows coming up about this change series. Catch you here next week, same time, same place.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Mobile Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on mobile.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.